Welcome to the good stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad you've joined us here on your local radio station. Discover the pulse of agriculture from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. It's all in the Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read, and you can visit them online at tsln.com. Kim, how many Easter eggs can you fit in an empty basket?
I have no clue.
Only one. After that, it's not empty anymore.
Ha ha ha.
Easter coming up this weekend, Good Friday on Friday.
That's
so
right.
What do you have for the good stuff today?
That's just a couple days away, by Jove. I've got the monkey's disgrace. That doesn't fit very good with Easter.
Well, let's see. It might.
Oh, I'm not quite sure. Here we go. It's a poem and author unknown. Three monkeys sat in a coconut tree discussing things as they said to be. Said one to the other, "Now listen, you two, there's a rumor around that can't be true, that man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a great disgrace. No monkey has ever deserted his wife, starved their babies, and ruined her life. And you've never known a mother monkey to leave her babes with others to bunk, or pass from one on to another till they scarcely know who is their mother. Here's another thing a monkey won't do. Go out at night and get on a stew, or use a gun or club or a knife to take some other monkey's life. Yes, man descended the ornery cuss, but brother, he didn't descend from us." That's called The Monkey's Disgrace. Certainly a different way to look at it. A bit sobering.
Why are Easter bunnies more tired when Easter's in April?
I don't know.
Because they've just finished a long march.
Oh, very good. Very good. I almost was caught on to that. Not quite.
Well, you know, we have this election thing coming up.
Yeah.
And with this coming up, the story, we need to get this out to everybody.
Okay.
There's an old sea story about a ship's captain who inspected his sailors and afterward told the first mate that his men smelled bad. Okay.
Oh.
The captain suggested perhaps that it would help if the sailors would change underwear occasionally. The first mate responded, "Aye, aye, sir. I'll see to it immediately." The first mate went straight to the sailors' berth deck and announced, "The captain thinks you guys smell bad and wants you to change your underwear." He continued, "Pittman, you change with Jones. McCarthy, you change with Witkowski.
Oh,
and Brown,
no.
You change with Schultz." The moral of the story, someone may come along and promise change, but don't count on things smelling any better.
Oh, my goodness. That is too funny, too funny. So if we're talking about Congress, you can lead a man to Congress, but you can't make him think.
Okay.
Milton Berle said that. I thought that was pretty good. And here's one that Woody Allen said. "The government is unresponsive to the needs of the little man. Under 5'7", it is impossible to get your congressman on the phone."
Oh, that's funny.
That's what I thought. And they say that women talk too much. If you have worked in Congress, you know that the filibuster was invented by men. Claire Booth Lucci said that.
Well, I have a little poem to share with you today, sent in from Bruce Sada, called "I'll Smile." I love the smell of coffee brewed, to drink in morning solitude, reflecting on the year gone by, while listening to the bacon fry. How dim the faded memory seems of springtime hopes and summer dreams, and that last stubborn autumn rose, as now the year draws to its close. For weeks, I'll write the year down wrong, and wonder why it takes so long to break old habits. Guess it's so, sometimes it's hard to just let go. Did I mention solitude? Hope that didn't sound too rude. I'm sure glad that you showed up to start your morning with a cup, because we both know that day by day our lives will surely slip away. But when it's time for mine to end, I'll smile to know you called me friend. Thanks, Bruce, for sending that into the good stuff.
That's right. Hey, Mike, let's close with this today. We got this from Brian Leslie, and I'm sure you've heard it, but it's just funny, just the same. It's an Alabama hunter's joke. A couple of Alabama hunters are out in the woods when one of them falls to the ground. He doesn't seem to be breathing. His eyes are rolled back in his head. Bubba whips out his cell phone, and he calls 911. He gasps to the operator, "My friend is dead. What can I do?" The operator, in a calm, soothing voice, says, "Just take it easy. I can help. First, let's make sure he's dead." There is a silence, then a shot is heard. Bubba comes back on the line. He says, "Okay, now what?"
Oh, gee. Thanks. I hope you have a great Easter coming up. Good Friday, and then into the Easter weekend. And happy Easter from the good stuff.